Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
Thursday's Daily Zap on NBA.com. Real smooth as we head into the triple dip of the night's action. Get you started with the Wizards and Timberwolves. That was Darko Milicic on the tip, except for he tipped it into the wrong bucket. Counted for the Wizards. John Wall had a double-double, 14 points and 10 assists. You know, Washington came in looking to end an 18-game road losing streak to start this year. Kevin Love and company didn't care anything about that. K-Love, 26 straight double-doubles, 35-11 as the T-Wolves get the job done. The Orlando Magic and Oklahoma City Thunder in OKC. Dwight Howard, reigning defensive player of the year, showing the Nat Gritsch his medal. And then on the offensive end, he's a beast as well. 39 points, 18 boards for Dwight. But Russell Westbrook messed around and got a triple-double. 32 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds. It was still tight down the stretch, but Kevin Durant says, that's why I fly, people. 36 on the night for KD as the Thunder win their fourth in a row by one. And the nightcap, Nuggets and Heat. Yes, that is Carmelo Anthony. And yes, he is still wearing a Nuggets uniform despite all the trade speculation. LeBron James out in this game, injured his ankle on Wednesday, so Dwayne Wade will put the team on his back, or try to at least. He only scored 16 points. Melo scored only 21 in 29 minutes because this one was a back alley beatdown. His team led by 30 after three. J.R. Smith, not making things much better for the Heat. That is sick, filthy, and nasty all rolled in one. He had 28 off the bench, including 8 triples. Heat lose back-to-back games for the first time since November, and it was ugly. 130-102, that's your daily jam.
All right, boys and girls, my name's Tom. So glad that you're right along with us today for the wrap-up. Josh is not going to be able to be with us today. He's a little bit under the weather, so we certainly wish him the best and a speedy recovery. Again, my name's Tom. This is the wrap-up. So glad that you could join us today. We are a production of The Balance that you can hear every Saturday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, Josh normally breaks down the NBA for us right after the Daily Zap, but as I just said, Josh is not with us today. He's feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'll do my best to fill the great shoes of $2 Bill Josh. Also, make sure that you check us out online, www.thebalanceonline.com. And also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, T-Balance. Well, it's going to be a good weekend for sports, boys and girls. That's for sure. Real quickly, I do want to break down some of the NBA. Wizards, Timberwolves over the Wizards in 109-97 last night. The Thunder over the Magic in a one-point battle, 125-124. The Heat and the Nuggets, 103-102. And that's just some of the scores that are going on over there in the NBA. Obviously, the Pacers are a team to look out for. They're 16-20. They've had a somewhat of a good season, and we'll see what happens. Obviously, $2 Bill Josh usually breaks down the NBA for us. So we'll just go ahead and move on into the other parts of the wrap-up. This is the wrap up. We do this every single day right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can catch all of our archive shows. You can pull the archive shows right off of iTunes right after this show. Just go to your iTunes account and download The Balance. Just search The Balance right there. You can download us, and you can hear all the archive shows on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. And also, you can follow us on Facebook. Just search The Balance. And, of course, Twitter, T-Balance, and send us an email, tbalance@ymail.com. Well, the trade deadline is clicking in the NBA. There's 41 days, 5 hours, and 55 minutes and 29 seconds left in the trade. What are the thoughts that are going to be happening in the trades? Obviously, $2 Bill Josh, we'll get into that. But it certainly looks like there's some Rocky Mountain route going over there. So we'll see what happens with the Nuggets and the Knicks. The Knicks might be getting some decent players, and so we'll see what happens there as this trade deadline clicks down on the tonight. Pacers and the Bulls. It's going to be a good game out there at Conseco Fieldhouse. So certainly make sure that you get out there, support your Pacers. And even though they've kind of had a rough patch this year, make sure that you support the Pacers. They take on the Bulls always for a good battle. The Chicago Bulls might be running away with the Central Division. Thanks so much to a nearly spotless home record. Their recent play on the road has plenty of left of room for the improvement. So we certainly hope when they come into Conseco tonight, that they the Pacers can capitalize on that. A night before one of the league's top teams visit the United Center, the Bulls try to avoid a fourth straight road loss to a sub-500 opponent Friday night against the Indiana Pacers, looking for a season-high third consecutive win. So get out there and support your Pacers tonight. Milwaukee and Philadelphia, Detroit and Toronto, Charlotte and Boston all take the hardwood tonight. Well, boys and girls, as you know very well, it is divisional playoff time in the NFL. And I tell you what, it is going to be a good matchup. One for the record books, one made up of all rivalries, the Jets and the Patriots, the Ravens and the Steelers, the Packers and the Falcons, and the Seahawks and the Bears. Going to be a great weekend to watch football. And I can tell you one thing right here on The Balance, Josh, $2 Bill Josh and I will break down every single game tomorrow. I do want to give you a little bit of a programming note. We may not be broadcasting at our normal time tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. It might be later on in the afternoon or possibly move back to Sunday. We don't have a firm time on that as of yet, but we will certainly post everything on our website just as soon as we possibly can. We won't be taking any callers today, so if you've tried to call or going to try, we're not going to take any callers today. So hope that you enjoy the show and listen to the show. And remember, on The Balance typically is when we do take calls. Again, like I said, the NFL playoff season is this weekend. Divisional playoffs, you've got the Jets and the Patriots. You've got the Ravens and the Steelers, the Seahawks and the Bears. And so it should be a very, very good weekend for the NFL. And what I've got here is I've got a sound bite. We're going to go ahead and go to the NFL preview, thanks to our friends over there at AP News. And then when we get back, we will break down the NFL.
This is the weekend when the top seeds in each conference get into action, and they're all rematches, and that's an oddity for the NFL playoffs. The most interesting rematch to me is number 3 between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. The game is in Pittsburgh. The team split, with the road team winning each time. The Steelers won the division ahead of the Ravens with a 12-4 record because they had the tiebreaker. That doesn't mean they're the better team. This should be a fierce defensive battle, just like it was earlier in their two meetings. These teams don't like each other. I think this should be a very entertaining defensive battle, a low-scoring game. And I think a lot of people will get their appetites wet for the rest of the weekend by watching this one. Following that, we go down to Atlanta, where the Green Bay Packers, who won three in a row, and all three games they needed to win to get into the playoffs, and then, of course, to advance in the playoffs. Last week they won at Philadelphia. Now they go into Atlanta, a place where they lost a very close game during the regular season. It was a game they pretty much handed away to the Falcons. The Falcons wound up going on to a 13-3 record, the best record in the NFC, earning the home field throughout the conference playoffs. And now they get a Packers team that's pretty hot going up against them. I see this as a toss-up game. I think the real difference here could be that the Packers defense is much better than it was when it last played in Atlanta. And I'm not sure that the Falcons are as much improved as the Packers have been over the last half of the season. Game three is a surprising matchup of the weekend. The Seahawks, yes, the Seattle Seahawks are 8-9 as they head into this game and are the first division winner that had a losing record in NFL history. They come off a tremendous upset against the New Orleans Saints, something that no one was predicting. Now they go into Chicago, a place they actually won. The best game that the Seahawks played all season was in Chicago. But they're going against a team whose defense has improved and so has its offense throughout the season. The Bears are a better team now than they were at any other point in this season. And that's one reason I think they'll stop the Seahawks' incredible run. But this could be a pretty close game, and it will also be interesting to see how the weather may affect Seattle now that it has to go on the road. The weekend.
All right, and thanks so much for our friends over there at AP Sports for breaking down the NFL games this weekend. Well, real quickly, while we're on the topic of the NFL, we want to make sure that we bring this news to you. If you've not heard, Hall of Fame linebacker Lawrence Taylor pled guilty to two misdemeanor charges in court Thursday, stemming from a May 6th arrest for felony statutory rape. He'll be sentenced to 6 years probation, but must register as a sex offender. He was also ordered to pay $1,300 in fees. Taylor, who was dressed in black from head to toe, pled guilty to one count of soliciting a prostitute and a second count of sexual misconduct, having sex with a woman without consent, since the victim in the case was 16, and by law, she was not old enough to give up consent. In court, under oath, Taylor admitted that he had sex with a 16-year-old and said that he was aware that the results of a DNA test identified him. She was 19, Taylor said in court. Sentencing is March 22nd. Well, here we go again, boys and girls. And I really don't have much more to say other than extremely disappointed, and yet another role model, another guy in the NFL that has everything. Why in the world, Lawrence, this is my question to you, why in the world do you even need to be soliciting a prostitute? I'm Lawrence Taylor. You're a millionaire. Come on. Seriously? I mean, seriously, Lawrence Taylor, let me tell you something. You're a millionaire. You're a Hall of Famer linebacker. There's plenty of women out there willing, standing in line, ready to give it up to you, Mr. Taylor. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't feel sorry for you. He gets 6 years probation, and in my opinion, he got off very, very light. Well, on to more news. The Heisman winner, Newton, obviously to enter the draft. No surprise there. He did make that an official announcement. And so we'll see. He does declare the draft, obviously foregoing his senior year. Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton will skip his senior season and enter the NFL draft after leading Auburn into a national championship, drawing nearly as much attention for a pay-for-play scandal for his dynamic performances on the field. Auburn released a statement Thursday night announcing that the quarterback's decision following his lone year as a major college starter. Newton led the Tigers to their first national title since 1957 and a 14-0 season with a 22-19 victory over Oregon on Monday night. "This decision was difficult for me and my family," Newton said. There again, don't believe it. Not buying it. Newton, you knew all along you were going to the NFL. Money talks very, very loud. And, yes, you will get paid there, and we'll see what kind of a quarter, what kind of a player he ends up being there in the NFL, wherever he ends up at. No, in all seriousness, though, I can't say that I really blame him. I mean, he certainly has the potential for injury there. Obviously, Auburn will be disappointed to see him go. One other quick news. Cowboys after Browns, Ryan to run. Okay, the Cowboys have gone after a big name with a big personality to interview to become their next offensive coordinator. Rob Ryan, whose brother, Rex, that's right, the one and only Rex Ryan, who coaches the New York Jets, will come into interview, according to a source. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter also cited a source that the Cowboys are looking at Ryan. The Cowboys have been searching for a coordinator since Jason Garrett took over as a coach last week. So, yes, the Cowboys are looking at little Ryan, Ryan's brother, Rex Ryan's brother. So we'll see how all of that plays out. Well, boys and girls, it is divisional playoff weekend. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, New York Jets, New England, and, of course, Seattle, Chicago, and Green Bay, Atlanta. Real quickly, and we'll break down all these games in much more detail tomorrow on The Balance. But what we've got is some severe levels of intensity. And let's start out with the Steelers and the Ravens. And I tell you what, they're looking to make 2010 a trilogy. And it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a defensive matchup. Like you've heard me say right here on the wrap-up, I think it's just a little bit more than the Ravens can chew. I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers will beat the Ravens, and they'll move on to face the New England Patriots. Just my thoughts. Obviously, Pittsburgh 12-4 won the AFC North. The Ravens 13-4 beat the Chiefs 30-7 in an AFC wild card game. The Steelers lead the overall series 20-12, including both in playoff meetings. And Pittsburgh has won five of the past seven matches. Just something to think about there on that particular game. Jets, New England, 4:30 Sunday. They do battle, and I'm going to tell you again that Ryan just can't keep his mouth shut, and I think he's drawing a lot of attention to himself. But there again, that's Rex Ryan, and we certainly know that that's how he operates. He takes the pressure and the media and puts all the spotlight on himself and takes it away from his quarterback, Sanchez, who's going to have his job cut out for him on Sunday. And there again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, New England is tough. They're deep. They're strong. Brady's going to lead this game and win this game and to face the Pittsburgh Steelers and to ultimately win the AFC Championship. That's my call. You heard it first right here on The Balance. New England came in winning 14-2, won the AFC East. Obviously, hands down, New York 12-5. Beat the Colts 17-16 in the AFC wildcard game. The series are tied 51-51-1. Including two playoff wins by the Patriots. The Patriots have won 13 of the last 17 games against the Jets. I think this is going to be number 14. And again, I think the Patriots will come out victorious on that game. So we've got Green Bay and Atlanta. In my opinion, the marquee game of the weekend. It is going to be a battle. Aaron Rodgers going into Atlanta to make it happen. I think this is going to be a very, very, very close game, but I ultimately think Atlanta's going to come out. They came in winning 13-3 and won the NFC South. Green Bay 11-6 and beat the Eagles 21-16 in the NFC Wild Card game. The series are tied 13-13 and to include a 1-1 playoff mark. The Falcons have won four of the last meetings, and I tell you what, and the last time they met, a big kickoff return by Eric Weems helped the Falcons end up winning with the field goal 20-17 in that Week 12 victory. So, again, in my opinion, is the marquee matchup of the weekend, Falcons and Packers, real live football, Saturday night, 8 o'clock on Fox. Also, Seattle, Chicago, Seattle coming in. They're our Cinderella team of the playoffs this year. They come in ready to face the Bears with a lot of momentum, and momentum is a hard thing to stop. However, they're in Chicago. I think that it's weather's going to be an issue. They're flying across the country. I think that... That will be a very good game. Well, it appears we're having some technical difficulties. There we go. Heard a buzz going on in my ear. Don't know. Didn't know exactly what that was. Oh, well, but we just keep on moving forward. I tell you what, I am going to track down that little bug that keeps crawling around in my microphone and getting into my ears. But that's neither here nor there. The beauty of live blog talk radio, right, and Skype match, and then they get in my ears, and I hear voices. I'm hearing voices. No, I really haven't lost it. I know. Go get another cup of coffee. It'll be all right, Tom. We'll make it through the show without $2 bill, Josh. All right, what we were talking about there was Seahawks looking for another victory up there in Chicago. I think it's going to be a great game. I think certainly a good game to watch. Chicago comes in the series 11-5 and won the NFC North. Seattle 8-9. Our Cinderella team of the season, 41-36 in the NFC wildcard game. Season's record, the Seahawks lead the series 8-5, including a win in the only postseason meetings. The teams have split their past six meetings, and the last time they met, Seattle sacked Jay Cutler six times and notched a 23-20 win at Chicago in Week 6. So it can happen. We can see another upset. And if Seattle goes in to beat Chicago, that will be the upset of the season, if not the NFL history. Well, boys and girls, this is the wrap-up. We do this every single day. We wrap up the last 24 hours in sports. Usually right alongside me is $2 bill, Josh. He's a little bit underneath the weather today. And so I'm flying solo. You can find all of the shows archived on iTunes. Just pull them off of iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter, T-Balance, and go to our website, www.thebalanceonline.com, and find us on Facebook. Become a fan, just search The Balance or send us an email at any time at tbalance@ymail.com. Well, bouncing on over there to the NHL. In yesterday's action, Philadelphia and Boston, we broke that game down, gave you a little preview yesterday. Boston beat Philadelphia 7-5, a well-needed win for Boston. Buffalo over Carolina 3-2. Ottawa over New York Islanders 6-4, Vancouver over the Rangers 0-1, Florida comes out with a win and 3-2. Phoenix over Toronto 5-1. St. Louis, the Blues over the Kings 3-1, and so that's a look at some of the scores around the NHL. Tonight, Vancouver and Washington take the ice, 7 o'clock tonight. So that's going to be a good game between the two of them. And we'll see how that turns out. Obviously, the last 10, Vancouver 8-1-1, Washington 6-1-3. The season series, it's the only meeting of the season between the teams and the Canucks. First visit to the Verizon Center since October 13, 2008. Vancouver won 3-2 at home on December 8th back in 2008. In the only meeting last season, the Canucks have won 6 of the last 7 games between the teams. And in the big story there, the Canucks 17-game unbeaten streak in regulation in history after Thursday's one loss to the Rangers in New York. Vancouver's objective now is to avoid a losing streak, and to do that, they'll have to beat Washington's team that's coming off a 3-0 loss at Tampa Bay on Wednesday, a game in which the Caps were dominated for most of the night. So good game tonight, 7 o'clock. Vancouver, Washington take the ice. Again, the Red Wings take the ice, 7 o'clock tonight as well. Jackets need to jump start as they face the Red Wings. The Red Wings at the Blue Jackets. And the last 10, Detroit 6-3-1, and Columbus 3-7-0. The season series, this is the start of the second of the two home and homes. The Blue Jackets and the Red Wings will have this season. The Wings swept the first, winning 2-1 at Columbus. Now November 6th, and then 4-2 in Detroit 2 days later. These two teams will travel to Detroit after the game for a Saturday night tilt at Joe Louis Arena. The last time the Red Wings and the Blue Jackets were getting ready to start a home-and-home series, they were tied atop in the standings in the Western Conference. They definitely come their separate ways since Detroit is still right up there, second behind Vancouver with 59 points. But Columbus has lost 16 of 23 going back to the first game of that home-and-home and is now 13th in the West with 43 points. Again, boys and girls, my name's Tom. This is the wrap-up. We do this every single day right here on Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you have joined us. Tomorrow, The Balance is live. Typically, we do that 9 to 11, but we'll probably be making an adjustment on the time of that tomorrow, and we will have that posted up on our website and, of course, Twitter and on Facebook. And to follow us on Facebook, just go to Facebook and search The Balance. Again, $2 Bill Josh is typically with us. He's not with us today as he's a little bit under the weather, so he usually does the two-minute warning, but I am going to take care of that today. We are going to the two-minute warning. Again, the Pacers and the Bulls do battle today. Divisional series championship in the NFL. So remember that, and then plus all the sports that are going on. You can catch everything on our line, www.thebalanceonline.com, or follow us on Twitter, T-Balance, or on Facebook, The Balance. Don't forget to pull down the shows off of iTunes so that you can carry The Balance with you all day long. My name's Tom. It's been so good being with you today. You are officially wrapped up.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you?
That's all, folks.